John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, baby.
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it's big time mystery celebrity time on the Don and Mike Show. We are back. I wanted to mention that it's Mike and Robin Buzz today. Don is scheduled day off, and we'll be back on the show Monday. And this is interesting. I don't think this mystery celebrity will have to change his voice.
I hope he does, though, because I always enjoy that effort.
Let's get him on the line. I don't think that has to be done necessarily for the celebrity. Mystery celebrity, are you there?
I'm here. What's going on, guys?
Very good. Okay, now the rules of the mystery celebrity contest have been explained to you, sir.
Yes, absolutely. I'm well aware of them.
All right, then let's get our contestant. And
he is disguising his voice.
During the break, I said to Joe, I said, be very careful the way we get our contestants. So we're counting on the good fortune of Mr. Joe Ardinger, and hopefully we will have a wonderful contestant right now.
Hello, Sacramento.
I hope not. I don't see the phone number, and I don't know. Hello, Ryan.
Yes.
Ryan, you are on with our mystery celebrity. Let me explain the way the game works to you. You will have 10 questions. And
yes,
Rob,
questions.
keep track of the 10 questions.
I shall.
At any time during after each question, you will be allowed one guess, but you may not guess more than once because that is process of elimination, okay? But you can ask a question. Then after the question, you can make a guess, and you get 10, and we'll see if you can guess who our mystery celebrity is. Are you ready, Ryan?
I'm sure.
Are you ready, mystery celebrity?
Absolutely, I'm ready.
All right, Ryan, go ahead and begin your questioning.
Have you been in movies in the 90s?
No, I haven't.
That's one question.
That's one. And you don't need to make a guess, Ryan. You can go right to your second question.
Okay, how about have you ever been on primetime television sitcoms?
Ooh. No.
Ah, the mystery celebrity is playing it coy.
He is.
Good job.
He's good at this game.
And Ryan, your questions, I'm a little worried here. You seem to be getting almost a little too specific, but go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Question number you got to narrow
sports?
It down.
Like,
go ahead. I interrupted you, Ryan.
Are you in sports? Absolutely not.
All right, that is question number three.
But I enjoy sports. I enjoy them.
With some help.
Do you play in a band?
Number four.
What's that? Do you play in a band? I do. I have a band.
All right. That is question number four. Mm-hmm.
Six questions remain.
You're at the halfway mark, Ryan. Go ahead.
Almost.
Have you ever played for more than 30,000 people at once? Yes.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Now we're halfway.
All right. Come on, Ryan.
Have you ever been on the Grammys?
Been on the Grammys? No.
Six down.
And mystery guest, please do not answer a question with a question. No, I'm
no,
kidding,
no.
Of course.
Kidding.
Ryan, go ahead.
Goodness, this is difficult. Shoot.
No swearing.
Are there all males in your band?
Oh, Ryan,
this
God.
This is not the way
on.
To play it, Ryan.
Ryan, I'm gonna throw that question out. Come up with another one.
Try harder, Ryan. Try harder.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to give you a hint. You ready, Ryan? I'm going to give you a hint. But you're
okay.
Still not going to get it. Think television.
Okay.
Oh, you suck. I'm sorry. Goodbye. No, that's it. I'm going to try another
guy. Oh,
you
bailed on him?
All right, Mike, we got, three questions left. You got three more, and then we're going to reveal
four
more questions. Mike, do you have some questions? Can you do it in four questions what Ryan couldn't do in his first six?
I think I can.
All right, go ahead. We've got the mystery. And how you doing, mystery celebrity?
I'm doing pretty well, you know.
You having as much fun as we are?
I can't complain. Enjoying some California sun and...
Another clue.
Another clue. Go ahead, Mike. Ask your question.
Now, you said that you weren't on television necessarily.
No, he didn't say he wasn't. You're not paying attention.
Up.
We're going to go to another Mike. I'm sorry. These contestants are angering the host.
The host?
The host, yes.
The host is displeased.
Oh, we must please the host.
You know what? Nobody's going to get it. All right. The fact is, you know this individual from reality television.
Yes.
The granddaddy of all reality television shows. Are you ready to reveal it, Rob?
Shall we do the reveal?
Yes. Yeah. Some, you know, ladies love him. Some guys love to hate him. Let's welcome Constantine from American Idol.
Yeah.
Constantine. Yeah, baby.
I can't imagine anybody guessing that, you know, with even 30 questions. I don't know.
But, you know, Constantine, let me ask you, where would you rank your celebrity? I mean, let's say we got George Clooney, you know, top of the mountain kind of guy,
right.
Brad Pitt, Angelina, right up at the top of the mountain. And then you get down to let's say, Gary Coleman. Where do you put yourself in between those two?
Maybe a notch or two above Gary Coleman.
So you've got it. You're grounded. You've got yourself together, and we all remember you. I mean, how could anyone forget? You know, I think the fact that you were on American Idol, and it is still very easy to remember exactly who you were, is significant, because I can't do that with an amazing amount of American Idol contestants.
It seems to me, Constantine, the year that you did it, was it 2 years ago?
Yes, sir. Yes.
I remember more people from that cast or that run of it than I do from the most recent
It was
one.
A memorable group of people. And, of course, the thing that you won't take offense to this, Constantine, when I wanted to reach in and strangle you is when you do that little pout. But the ladies went nuts.
It's weird. Yeah, they kind of liked that. I don't know. I think I've been doing that. My mom has baby pictures of me doing that. So
so it's a real deal, huh? You weren't playing that up for the cameras?
Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah,
sure,
just a little
bit. You were.
I saw you on TMZ. I believe it was yesterday you were on TMZ. Do you go to TMZ? Do you do that a lot?
No, but, you know, it's sort of hard to avoid when you're on those things because people forward them to you and mm-hmm. and whatnot. So.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. I'm terribly sorry. Constantine?
What was that?
Let me explain. Yeah. You know, I think you've probably already determined this is not one of your normal radio shows. But normally when the word whatnot is used, we hang up on our celebrity guests. But we're going to make an exception for you this time.
But let
not
me
necessarily
offer this.
Because, you know, I'm bending the rule. It's because Don's not here and I'm much laxer than he is on those particular rules.
But let me offer this, Constantine. Don't use the word whatnot because you're smarter than that.
You understand. And consider that our gift to you.
I appreciate that.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Spread the word. Getting back to American Idol, you were on that show. You had a great deal of fame after that show. And I was mentioning TMZ. I saw you were at some birthday party, and I saw you doing shots, Constantine. You were having a good time.
Well, you know, it was my friend's birthday, so we were just in a celebratory sort of mood, and we had a good time. My boy Ryan Cabrera turned 25, and they threw a big bash for him at Pure in Las Vegas.
So you're on the A-list. I mean, you still have enough clout where you can get into these. You know, you're not standing in line, are you, anywhere?
No. I'd rather stay home and watch the Yanks if I'm gonna stand on line.
God, you're a Yankee fan?
And whatnot.
Well, you know, I grew up in New York, so I grew up through the horrible Yankees of the 80s, and they were terrible. So
you know, I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. I have to share that.
I went to college in Boston, and I got a lot of love for the Red Sox because I think they're a great organization. I think they got great history, and I think I'm one of the Yankee fans that don't hate on the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, we've done our fair share of winning, so
right.
I just enjoy good baseball.
We'll call it a push.
Really big baseball fan.
Now, what's the current status of your love life? And incidentally, I've got an email that came into us from John Norman. John Norman from the bowels of Virginia. Did you date Kelly Pickler?
You know, no, I didn't. No.
Why did you hesitate?
Yeah, that was an.
I didn't hesitate.
There was a slight hesitation that would indicate that perhaps you were not being completely.
We're friends. You know.
Did you visit her?
I haven't spoken to her in a long time.
Have you seen her since she got her new boobs?
Just on television.
Would you like to make a public comment on your impression of her boobs?
Well, I'm not really into.
Augmentation.
Aftermarket changes, if you know what I mean. So.
Aftermarket.
So
I like that.
So you are all natural?
I prefer, you know, how God made you, you know.
Are you a breast? Would you consider yourself a breast man or an ass man?
I think I'm more of an ass man.
Yeah, very good. I am a
good man.
We got a little bit of both in the studio here. Yeah. We truly do. And you're on a soap opera. You're on The Bold and the Beautiful?
been on the Bold and the Beautiful all summer long. Great opportunity for me.
My wife tells me you play a character in the music industry called Constantine.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
How do you get ready for that role?
Rob.
I know. It's terrible.
Rob,
but,
we have a guest.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Constantine.
No, I was saying, I'm having a good time. I was in New York, finished up the album, did a bunch of Broadway this year, and they gave me a call, and they said, listen, we'd love to have you on the show. And we sort of worked it out where I could promote my music on the show. You know, I started my own label in real life. And so we sort of based the character on, you know, of course, my real life. And we changed the last name. And he's far more successful and dynamic than I am.
So, I mean, it's happening for you a little bit. I mean, it's not, you know, crazy Kelly Clarkson stuff. But, I mean, you know, things are moving in the right direction, right?
Listen, you know, I was always, you know, working before American Idol. I did Broadway and all sorts of theater and stuff like that, classical stuff. And
okay.
Always worked in bands as a musician. And I think for me, it's about just the, you know, long term and the slow burn, you know, just you know, good work, you know, quality stuff. And
I should mention, Constantine, your release date for the album is that August 7th that album's coming out?
August 7th, self-titled debut, Constantine, in stores everywhere.
Everybody Loves, that's the single?
Everybody Loves is a single. It's available on iTunes. Pick it up.
We have a copy of that, as a matter of fact, and we are going to. Would you like to set it up for us like a video clip? Is this song about? It's about everybody loving, isn't it?
Yeah, man. It's a feel good summer rock and roll song. It's got a little storytelling to it, and you know, a little something for everybody. It's a bit real taste of American rock and roll.
All right, from the debut album from Constantine Maroulis, let's listen to Everybody Loves. Oh, I'm sorry.
What? Is that not it?
Just turn that off, Rob. I'm sorry.
How's that?
I believe that's Sanjaya.
Been a mistake.
Oh, wait a second. I think I meant it this point.
Okay, here we go. This is it?
Yeah.
That's the one.
All right.
Oh, and the CD player locked up.
Our machine broke, Constantine. I like the beginning of it.
It plays the phony ones just fine.
Got a little na-na-na in it?
A little bit.
And what's the matter with the machine?
It's awfully short.
Constantine, you didn't like make these in your basement, did you?
Nope, not at all.
Is it our machine or is it the CD that we're playing?
I think it might be. Well, I downloaded it off iTunes.
Oh, see?
So
Rob stole it, Constantine.
No, I paid the 99 cents.
He stole it.
Constantine, you're going to get whatever your percentage
he
is.
He says it's iTunes, but he really went to one of those free sites. And
now
got
I'm
it.
Mad because I paid 99 cents for 5 seconds of
all right,
a song.
Well, we'll try to.
That wasn't even 5 seconds.
Hey, Constantine, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't let you get away with that. Did you get a lot of stink? A lot of stink when you were, you know, at the prime of American Idol. A lot of ladies. Come on, tell me.
I got to tell you, you know, we've been having a good time. you know,
gotcha. Yes.
Meet a lot of people. Went to a huge opening last night at this new club in L.A. And you know, all the clowns are there. You know, Paris and everybody.
And you are a single guy. You're not currently involved with anybody.
Nope, I'm dating a little bit and just having a good time. But
that happens when you're single.
I think I'm pretty much ready. I'm ready to have a girlfriend these days, I think.
Did you approach Paris?
Well, you know, I see her all the time, so it's not like it's, you know, we always see her out.
So you could close that deal.
She's a pretty cool girl.
You could close that deal if you applied yourself?
You know, I don't know if she's really, you know, my cup of tea.
Paris or Lindsay? Let's play a little Who Would You
Paris.
Do? Paris?
I think Paris.
Okay, Nicole Richie or either one of the Olsen twins?
Oh, honestly, none of the above.
Yeah. Wow.
Kelly Clarkson, this is easy in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson or Catherine McPhee?
Oh, definitely Kat McPhee.
Have you met Catherine McPhee?
Oh, yeah.
She's hot as balls. Constantine.
She's really hot, and
oh,
she's
God.
A nice girl.
Is she nearly? I mean, is she as hot when you were right up next to her? I would love to
she's
just
stunning.
Smell her.
Yeah,
I really would.
She's a uptown girl, definitely. She went to Boston Conservatory for like a minute, where I went to school, and I had a couple of friends that dated her back in the day.
Oh, you know the stories. Very good. Well, you know,
she's a good girl, and you know, she comes from a nice family. So.
Well, you're on the Bold and the Beautiful, and you got the
she's
album coming
out.
She's
dating a Greek guy, so good for her.
Yeah, it's an older guy, right? She's dating a guy that's a lot older than she is.
It's like Aristotle Onassis.
only like 20 years older, you know.
And there's nothing wrong with that, Constantine.
No, no.
And that's something really, you're a young man, I'm older than you. It's something for you to remember. It is, there's nothing wrong with an older man dating a younger woman.
Play along with that.
I agree.
Thank
I agree.
You.
Constantine,
you.
While we mentioned American Idol, I want to ask you this. You're one of the guys that if you watch really closely like I do, you'll see you in the audience occasionally. You show up and, you know, you just watch what goes on. And
how does that happen?
Yeah, you're in the studio and it's, how into the fold do you stay in American Idol, and do they invite you or do you ask to come there, or what, how does that work out?
Well, you know, I've been filming Bold and the Beautiful on the same lot that Idol is on. So my first month on Bold and the Beautiful was like the last month of the show. So I went over there a couple of times, and also I covered the show this year for Yahoo on my own TV show called American Idol Buzz Sessions. So
okay.
I was always there sort of, you know, just getting the scoop and, you know, just checking it out. And
are you like,
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the show these days. So I think it's entertaining. So I show up and hang out, and, you know, the finale is always great. There's so many great acts and performances, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know you're hyping the show. That's good. Yeah. Are you tied in any way contractually to American Idol at all? I mean, do they still have their hooks in you in any contract way?
No, not anymore. Not at all.
So then you can probably answer this question honestly about Paula Abdul. Is she as messed up as she sometimes appears to be?
Well, she's, you know, she's very fragile. She's a fragile lass. Uh-huh.
I like the way you're beginning to answer this question. I like this.
She's got a big heart, though, and she's a really sweet person. Yeah. But she's, you know,
Well, we can quote you on that, if you will. We're listening to Constantine Maroulis. He has said that Paula Abdul addicted to heroin. He's confirmed it on the show.
She has an enlarged heart.
Water on the brain and water on the knee. No, it's, you know, everybody loves you, Constantine. The chicks just love you. Do you get a negative reaction? And this is my last question for you. Do you get a reaction from the guys that's not always positive? Because all the guys kind of think, you know, really, we're a little, you know, there's a little jealousy factor there, a little slicky boy thing. Do you have to deal with any, you know, drunks in bars going, hey, man, you think you're all that?
I mean, of course. You know, I think that comes with the territory. You gotta deal with that. But I think when people get to know me, they realize that, wow, he's actually a pretty cool guy. He's down to earth and humble. And, you know, he went for it on the show. And
I like you, and I hate everybody.
True
been
enough.
Pretty respectable these last couple of years, maintained, you know, a good, I don't know, just vibe out there, and he's been working, and he's not trying to whore too much on the red carpets and all that stuff. I got to tell you, last night when I came out of this club, I don't think I've ever been bombarded by paparazzi like that, like in my life, and I had all these friends in town. I mean, even at the height of the Idol thing, it was insane. I just think because it was, they're just so relentless out here. They're hungry for anything celebrity.
Well, don't you think that websites like TMZ and Perez Hilton, I mean, they fuel that, and it's never been hotter than it is right now because there's
so much
content.
It's on another level. I mean, there's literally like this 12-year-old paparazzi kid running around like at the clubs.
Wow.
The other night I was walking into this place, Hyde, and he's like, hey man, come on, just give me a smile. Can you give me a thumbs up? Hey man.
That's the baby paparazzi.
I turn around, and he's this 10-year-old.
Yeah, he needs to get a picture.
That kid's got a future.
He needs a picture. He works for Weekly Reader.
Does
he needs a kick in the butt.
Well, it's, you know, we wish you, your phone seems to be breaking up there a little bit, Constantine. Hey, you're a nice guy, and I hope you have a lot of success, and we'll look for you on Bold and the Beautiful, and also good luck with your album when it comes out, and that's August 7th, Constantine Maroulis, and the single is Everybody Loves, and I'm sorry that our machine was broken so we couldn't play it. Constantine,
yeah.
Great talking to you, and good luck to you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you on The Soup tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'll be on The Soup with Joel tonight.
And you're making
fun of
yourself, right?
Tonight.
You're going to make fun of yourself on that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good. Cool. All right, cool. Well, you're a nice guy, and have a lot of fun with that, all right?
Thank you, guys, and have a great rest of your summer.
All right, take care. Constantine Maroulis. Everybody remembers Constantine.
Thank you, CM.
We were all CM. You know, hey, nicer than I expected.
Sure. Good. Seemed like a good guy.
I kind of wanted to hate him.
I know.
Yeah,
a lot of guys do.
Yeah, I know.
Did he sound like he had washed his hair?
Hey, the TMZ thing. He was at one of those sweaty, you know, Pure is at the club out in Vegas.
Yeah.
And they're all drinking shots, and everybody's sweaty, and the girls are sweaty.
He was at Hyde, with, and he doesn't want to nail Paris.
And I was drinking a test tube full of cat urine. Lots of fun. So much fun. We're going to do something coming up, I guarantee you, on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.